This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, man, we're back on this Veterans Day. Hey, let's give a cheers to the veterans.
Veterans Pod.
Thank you for all those who have served, right?
Cheers.
Cheers, man.
Cheers to the veterans have served, allowing us our freedoms to be able to do this pod.
Yep, exactly.
Cheers to the veterans. I got to give a shout out to my boy. I got a veteran close to my heart, Mr. Aaron Payton.
Aaron Payton. Did
multiple tours in Middle East. Glad to call him one of my closest friends. This is
legend.
This is dedicated to all the veterans and especially to him.
That's right. Thank you, Aaron. And Steve. You know you're out there. If you watch the pod.
Steve.
All right, man.
Where do we start? We got start Lakers, right?
Quick Lakers before we get into this. Like we said, NFL keeps on giving for us this pod, these news. But we'll
get into NFL. A lot of NFL.
Lakers, okay. Hey, we beat the Heat. That was a nice win, right?
Beat the Heat, went to overtime. Sketchy free throw shooting there by both teams late in overtime.
Okay, but and Monk, I know Monk hey,
again, another guy.
Another guy
steps up.
Hey, you can't always rely on Melo at Staples. He had an off night, but someone had to step up with our injuries. And Monk came through. Hey, Ellington came through. Bradley came through. Let's go.
Yeah.
I know the Heat fans want to say, Butler was out with only played like 12 minutes. But, dude, we don't have LeBron. We don't have Reeves was out. Who else was out?
And who knew that? He got hurt in the first quarter of the game. Nobody can predict that.
No, I know. I agree. I still think it was a great win for us. And even AD said, since that Saturday loss that we didn't want to talk about on the pod, they took that personally. Because they looked like shit, and they played with energy the next two games. We'll see how it goes. But I like it, right?
Hey, our division right now is up for grabs. I mean, everybody's jostling. Granted,
the Warriors
jumped out ahead, but everybody else is jostling for position right now. Everybody else is just all clumped up together. I mean, we could go from last to second.
I know.
Win, you know what I mean?
Sure. And like we said, 70 games left, so it's really early. But sometimes you got to talk about big games. I think that's a great win.
Yeah, it's a big win. I think that's a big win.
Hey, this is the good Westbrook. You see, minus the turnovers. You saw that they were AD's like, we got to work on the turnovers. He said that they met.
Can you just imagine? I did see that. But can you just imagine? That was the good Westbrook, and that was the bad Carmelo. Could you imagine if we get everybody good at one time? I mean,
I know.
We're asking for a lot here.
We are, and this is still not the lineup. We got guys coming back, but it was good. I mean, you stepped up.
Hey, a win's a win. A win's a win. We'll take it. That's another tick in the win column. It's not the college, but survive in advance. Keep on getting wins.
That's what I said.
Build the chemistry.
Yeah.
Build the locker room. We're okay.
That's how you bounce back. And what do we got? Friday we got. Tomorrow we got T-Wolves. Then Sunday we got Spurs. Let's keep winning both at home. So let's go.
And then pretty soon we got Caruso.
Man,
a few games we're facing Caruso, who I just read a phenomenal article right now. I just read an article that was saying, like, did the Lakers make a big mistake letting go of Caruso? Is it gonna bite us? But
well, you know what's happened in that trade for Westbrook, which is still early, so we haven't said it's a bad trade, but Kuzma's been going off. Harrell's been playing like the Clippers Harrell, and then Caruso's doing. But Caruso was a free agent, so it's not we didn't trade him, but we traded Harrell and Kuzma.
True. And one of my good friends who follows Kuzma on Instagram has said, like, oh, all of a sudden, have you seen him now that he's not a Laker anymore? He doesn't have the Hollywood limelight. He's not dating the celebrities, you know, all this stuff. And all of a sudden, now he's in the gym every single day.
That makes sense. I think he just less pressure. You're not with LeBron anymore. You're in Washington. No one cares about the Wizards. So you're gonna ball out. But he was on the big stage. I know he came through when we won the ring. But, dude, Nat Lash, you didn't come through. But,
I'm with you. He did not, but.
Whatever. Put up 20 and 10 or out there in Washington. No one cares.
Whatever. We're seeing some positive signs in the Lakers. We'll take it right now.
I like this lineup.
This is a long season. How many more games have we got? How many more?
You've been 70, man. 70.
70 more games. I mean, talk to us down the stretch. Talk to us in March. Talk to us in, you know, late February, March. We'll see what happens then.
And we still lost the Thunder twice.
Ah, dude, you just reminded me. Fuck. Yeah. Okay. Never mind.
I still think that's their only two wins of the year.
I was about to put the panic button away, and you just made me bring the panic button back out to the desk.
Sorry, is that their only two wins? Let me still check if that's their only two wins. Still, hold on. Before we
gotta know.
Oh, they have four is wins it? Now. They have four wins now. Okay. I feel so they're
50% of their wins are against us.
Okay. I feel fine. All right, good win.
Those two other suckers that lost to them.
Good win, guys. We'll keep moving. Let's do a quick Kings. Hey, let's beat the Senators.
We are rolling.
Kobe, baby. Let's go. Let's rolling. Go. And Quick had a shutout. Let's go.
Yeah. This is all on the road.
Dude,
it's been a huge road trip.
If you win another one against the Jets, that's going to be a tough one to close out the Canada road trip. But then you got seven in a row.
Then you come home for to face OV. Hey, I'm not complaining. Trust me, seven is
so hard to hear
that in Vegas in December. But seven, dude.
How hard is it to win seven in hockey? Seriously, you don't
very
see
hard.
It's hard.
Very
right?
hard. Hockey, dude. There's so much parody, dude. There's so much parody in hockey.
Yeah.
Don't forget, the Kings were an 8 seed and they won the Stanley Cup. So, there's so much parody in hockey. The fact that you're winning seven in a row and a lot of these on the road in the Canada road trip, dude.
Hey, whatever. It's good, man. I like what I'm seeing too. But we also said, how many games are left?
A lot. That's the thing. A lot.
So, we ride the ups and downs of each. It's okay. You know what, though? I know.
Lakers are playing good. Kings are playing good. UCLA basketball is number two in the nation right now.
Tomorrow night will probably be a yard vibes. Tomorrow night. Go UCLA. Good vibes. Let's get quick. UCLA, they won by like 40 against Bakersfield. Let's go. I mean, I could have played for Bakersfield. Yeah. We could have started.
I would have been crossing full stuff. Would have been like the Harlem Globetrotters against the Generals back in the day.
That should have been in our action at the year. We should have hammered UCLA, their opener. God damn it.
See, I don't even think there was a spread on it. It would have been
UCLA. I looked. It was like minus 20. They won by 40. Really? God damn.
It was only 20? Shit. Wow.
Tomorrow against Villanova, we're definitely watching. That's the huge game.
That's the game. My boy, one of my good buddies, we've been talking about a lot on this pod. We're going to get him on. Jason Buttress, he's already texting me. He's on the East Coast now. He is going to stay up late for that game because it's 11:30 tip-off for him.
I don't know how they do those late games, but good for him.
But he's going to be watching that game. We're probably going to be texting with the boys. We'll be at Yards. So,
what's the spread on that? UCLA. Did you check the spread? How are we looking on that spread?
Tell you right now, give me 2 seconds. Spread on that game is UCLA -4.5.
Oh, taking UCLA number two all day.
Versus number four, UCLA -4.5. Both teams are at full strength. You know, Villanova, their problem is they live and die by the three. For a long time now, they've lived and died by the three.
It's and I think they get better as the season goes. We got the same guys.
True.
So we're, dude, this true. Is
we got nice. The chemistry. I like it. Give me UCLA. Let's go.
I love it. All right.
I'm trying to get Buttress on. We'll live stream Buttress. He's in Tennessee. We'll live stream him.
Tennessee, man. Let's quick hit on our LA teams. Let's talk about the gift that keeps on giving, the NFL, dude. Man. Where do you want to start? Let's start with, since we're on LA.
You pick.
OBJ to the Rams.
Okay. I got some hot takes on it.
I personally thought he was going to the Packers. It made sense because he's been right into the number two receiver on a winning team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he picks the Rams because you know why he picks the Rams? Because he likes to be in the spotlight. He loves LA. LeBron. He probably lives out here. Yeah, LeBron.
LeBron.
And how many
LeBron,
stars?
LeBron started tweeting the second that he signed that paper.
No, that's true. And there's so many stars out here. I get it. But was it the best football move?
I don't think so. But we can get into that. Let's go. We'll get,
no,
keep going.
Yeah, I don't think it's the best football move. I kind of... For the Rams thing, after their loss, they said we need to run the ball more. We also got DeSean Jackson, who left because he wasn't getting targets. I know DeSean isn't OBJ right now, but he left.
Correct.
I still like the receiving core with Kupp, Woods, and Van Jefferson, who's – dude, I think Van Jefferson's good. So where's
Higbee, too, the tight end. You saw Higbee in the tight end.
I don't – I mean, I don't think it's why. What's the risk for why the Rams? Why would the Rams do that?
Okay, I'm very glad that you're questioning this too, because when I heard about this, I know we were texting. We got a group chat going on. We were texting with the boys. We all kind of said, "Oh my God, FYI, did you hear about this?"
Yeah.
And then when I looked past the hype, I actually think it's just noise. Here's a hot take. I think he's going to come to the Rams and just be like insignificant. I don't think we talked about this last podcast. Is he a cancer in the locker room? Was his career just built on one or two big catches, one or two big seasons that he had in the Giants? I think this might be noise at this point. And second, I just really hope he doesn't steal from Cooper Kupp, because I got Kupp in my fantasy leagues. I need Kupp every single week.
I know. But
I honestly think, being realistic, I think this might just be a bunch of noise.
I think it's too much of a veteran leadership on the team. So I don't think I don't think it's going to be drama, because some guys are going to be like, dude, I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't get the signing for the Rams. I think it's just it's the noise. And guess what? Their Super Bowl odds didn't change. Their NFC to win the NFC didn't change. Nothing changed. It's Vegas knows, dude. Vegas knows.
Exactly. I think Giants Vegas is like, oh, you know what? No big deal. Nothing's changing.
Nothing's changing.
I don't know. Between Woods, between Kupp, between Higbee, Jefferson, you named all these guys.
Packers, I would understand. Devontae, maybe give him some. These other guys, Lazard, those guys they're not a step. They're decent, but dude, OBJ would go right into the slot or whatever.
I agree. I 100% agree, and I'll name a couple more. And this is why I also think it's a bad move. I think he came here not thinking about his football career. That is my take.
You talked about that last pod too.
He came here for his football career. I think he came here because LeBron's here. LeBron talked him into it. LeBron's been tweeting and texting all this crap. Come to LA, limelight, La La Land, Hollywood Land. That's Odell's.
That's
MO, dude.
That's what he's been.
He's
that's what he's into.
I think his head is not in the game. His head is on me. It's all about me. If he was smart, his smart football play would have been go to the Raiders.
Because especially
go to New England.
Go somewhere where you can still show that you have it.
Exactly.
He's not going to be the number one, obviously. And it's the contract year. So you're going to go to the Rams. Stafford's going to all of a sudden not throw the cup anymore? Or, you know what I mean?
I think he came here with just hopes to live the life in LA.
Yeah. Because he has probably a thing that I don't blame him for signing. I don't blame him for signing. Like, I agree with you on that.
He wants to try to get a ring.
If you want to
get a ring. But here's the thing, though. You know what? We've lived here our whole entire lives. All that glitters isn't always golden. No, you're coming to LA, dude. It might not work out as you thought it was. I think he's banking on a ring. I think he made a not smart football decision.
If you want to get paid next year,
you go be the number one guy in the
show
in,
that in, yeah.
Forget Vegas. About
the ring.
You go be the number one guy in New England.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with you on that. But now, having said that, it is Beckham, and maybe he'll dabble. There's no excuse for Stafford this year, right? I know the Lions excuse is fine. He gets a pass for the how many years he did with the Lions. He gets a pass, but hey, bro, the pressure is there's no excuses now, bro. Stafford,
you have every single weapon that you could ever imagine.
Exactly, and you got the defenses
now
there.
Now or never for his career, I think.
If he loses, we can't. But it is because we gave him a pass on the Lions, right?
Yeah, you have to. But don't forget, he did play a couple of those seasons where he had some superstars on the team. He had, you know, Megatron. He had some guys on that team that they made the playoffs.
All right, so
couldn't get over the hump.
So we'll say a lot of pressure on Stafford after this. And does the NFC still run through Tampa Bay?
To be honest, I don't think so. As much as I love TB12 and I'm a TB12 guy, this whole entire season, I haven't 100% felt that it runs through Tampa Bay. I think they got their Super Bowl last season. I think they shut everybody up. I don't know if they win. I don't see them getting back to the Super Bowl this year. The Rams are scary. I still think Green Bay will be there. And I refuse to count out Dallas. yet.
True.
And Dallas had a bad loss to Denver. I'm not
counting. And we're still disrespecting. We're still disrespecting Cardinals.
The Cardinals.
Yeah, they're going to win it all this year since we haven't given no love. But
watch, yeah, you're not wrong.
So Rams, there you go. They got OBJ. I'm sure he'll make a couple of good plays here and there, but yeah. I don't think, like you said,
I'll tell this right now. We'll end this right now
We'll end it on OBJ. Yeah.
You know what he's good for? He is good for Skip and Shannon and Max. He's good to be spoken about now for the next four mornings on all the morning shows.
He is, because he gets
I don't think he's going to get past that.
I know he's good. Yeah, he gets the viewers on that for sure. If you're talking OBJ, you'll get the people watching, and he'll probably be. We're gonna get another boat pick, but this time we'll be in Marina Del Rey. Yeah, he'll be with
Del Rey, Long Beach, with all the cruise ships or the freight containers that are stuck in Long Beach. He's gonna be on those now this time. You know, with LeBron, with Melo.
It's like, don't you have a playoff game tomorrow, OBJ? What are you doing? Right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Shooting the rap photo album covers.
All right. Now, let's go back to
another big one.
Another big one. Cam Newton is back in Carolina, bro.
Okay. I will just say he's back in Carolina. I wouldn't say he's back. Because you know what?
Well, give me your hot take about this. Cause first of all, he wanted to be back in Carolina. Remember that? They didn't want to pay him. Then they signed. They put all that money on Teddy, and they put all that in Darnold. And now to have Cam back, Carolina is – they totally screwed all this up. But
and that's why I said the minute we saw this go through, what did I text you? Carolina just lost a lot of credibility.
Yep, I agree.
My text to the group chat. I don't see this working.
Ooh. You don't see it working?
Live update.
Hey, PJ Walker, the best XFL player there is. Sorry, that sucks for PJ Walker. He gets his last start this weekend.
Okay, we'll deal with that in a second. But I don't see this working. Yes, the fans might welcome him back. They're going to be happy to have him back.
This ain't the Superman cam still. I agree.
Exactly. No, this is not a reunion tour. This is not a – this is one of those things they say you can't go home. I don't see this working. I still think they're trash. We agreed on this podcast. They were the worst 3-0 team in the NFL. This is not going to work. You might win a game here or there. You're not going to the playoffs. Congratulations. Give the fans something to root about for a couple of weeks. Again, just like the Beckham stuff, I still think this is noise. I think Cam, dude.
It's skeptical, but
why did no other team call you?
No, I agree. It's going to put fans in the seats
because they call you before
Panthers,
now.
Yep. Panthers fans know the season's over too. It's going to put all the fans that love Cam back when he played, they're going to put in the seats. I get that part. And he's still a free agent after this year, right? So he's got to show that.
The Saints could have called you last week. They didn't call you.
Yeah. I don't know. It's came out of nowhere, to be honest. I mean, I don't blame him for it. I mean,
if you want to play, that's why he takes this gig. Yeah. If you want to play, this gig.
He's going to be the starter until Darnold comes back, right?
Yeah, exactly. Darnold the same way. 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
I think, five. Watch. Oh, so
five or six now? Okay.
And Darnold, what a disaster that turned out to be, too. For Carolina.
We all saw this coming, though.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, God. You know what's funny? You know what job I want? I want Mel Kiper's job. Because you know what? Does anybody ever realize Mel Kiper is wrong 95% of the time?
But do we ever go back and say, oh, you're wrong? But no, we don't.
That's the problem. That's the problem with NFL. You're just looking about tomorrow. What's going to happen?
Like I said about the refs, you don't go back and say, hey, how about that missed call? We're on to the next game. You know what I mean?
You and I could be correct more times than Mel Kiper when it comes to the draft board. Like, that's all I'm going to say. Like,
I would give you a Mel Kiper impersonation. I suck, but people do some good ones. So.
The Count Chocula.
Todd
McShay, another one, dude. These guys have the easiest. These guys have easier jobs than Los Angeles weathermen. You get that? Like, dude, you're wrong 95% of the time on these draft picks. And it's just.
I think they said Jamarcus
oversell.
I think they said JaMarcus Osley would be the next Manning. How'd that
there
work
you go. Exactly.
Because he could throw on his knee for 60 yards in the air on his knee. Oh, that makes him the greatest.
Fuck. I'm just going to say, because I was all about Josh Allen out of Wyoming, I have been correct more than Mel Kiper. I'm just going to put it that.
Have him come on the pod.
Todd.
So it's noise on both those.
I think it's noise on both.
Honestly, it's entertainment. Entertainment level. I hope they both do well. That'll be it'll be fun to see. I don't see it work. I don't know. I see Cam doing better than Beckham. The Beckham thing, whatever. I mean, maybe he'll make some big plays.
He's going to have a few. That's the thing. He's going to have a few big plays here and there.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly the reason in one of my fantasy leagues is a very deep fantasy league. I went and picked up DeSean Jackson because you know what? DeSean Jackson is going to have very big plays.
They're going to throw him the ball a lot. They were going to throw him the ball a ton. That's why you're saying, like, Beckham, why don't you go to somewhere you could. They're going to give you the ball a lot more.
I thought Vegas was the perfect opportunity for him. But
Saints would have been good too.
Saints would have been good. I thought New England, that deal was almost done from what it sounded like.
Really? That's what they said?
They were saying the deal was close to being done, that he had conversations and that they were very close. And then all of a sudden.
Well, New England, you got a rookie QB and they're not guaranteed playoffs yet. True. So he's probably like, oh, I don't want either of that.
It's good. Very good point. Very good point. And LeBron probably talked him out of it.
LeBron's like, just come to. So think about the LA stars we have now, bro. We got Mookie, Beckham, LeBron. Who else? Wait, Herbert.
Kopitar. Dowdy.
Quick.
Hey. Hernandez on the Galaxy.
Chicharito. And a Vera, don't call Carlos, what do you call him? Vera?
Vela.
Carlos Vela. Yeah, I was about a legend. But Voli's Lauton was still playing for the Galaxy.
Yeah. Don't forget, we had Beckham a few years, but yeah.
Boy, yeah, a lot of stars in LA. Saying, a lot like, of stars in LA. All the stars in LA. I love it.
Exactly. Who's I can't think of the spark star. Can you know this? Who's a spark star right now?
Candace Parker? She's still there?
Is it? I don't even know. Lisa Leslie? She's not.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to hell. Oh, we're going to hell.
So, is that any other sports topics? Are we good on anything else?
I mean, I feel we hit the big ones. I think those are the big topics. Those are the
main things. That's all I need to talk about on a Thursday night on Veterans.
I mean, Silver Sluggers and baseball came out tonight, but we're not even going to talk baseball right now. Silver Sluggers got announced.
We did too much baseball. We did too much baseball last episode. I think let's get right into where everyone listens. The only reason they listen, right, is Action at the Urinal.
Yeah.
I mean,
let's do it.
Where do you, I mean, last week, another winning college week. I mean,
dude, where did we go? We went
4-3.
But I will say, again, for those of you who are following, whenever we agree,
there might be 10 of you, but whenever we agree,
we gave you Purdue money line outright. Over Michigan State Spartans.
Our Venmos and Zells are
welcome.
Pay us when you want.
Dude, what do you want? I don't understand what the people want more from us. I give you UNLV. Dude, UNLV has been 0 for the last two seasons. I told you, take UNLV. New Mexico at home is trash. I gave you UNLV.
New Mexico,
their
bro.
First win in 2 years, UNLV. I give you Wyoming. Wyoming should not have been a dog at home against Colorado State.
You gave
State.
Us North Texas a couple weeks ago. North Texas, dude. No, you don't get winners. So you don't get these type of winners, dude.
Exactly. Shoot. Exactly.
All right. Where do you want to start, dude? Let's get right into it.
We talked last week that we were going to try to switch it up. Should we go NFL first? We're chasing an NFL. Should we do that or no?
Let's stick to what we usually do, right? First lock. Here we go. Give me Penn State all day, bro. At home, okay. plus 1.5. I'm sorry. I love it, dude.
All right. If you love it, bro.
I just love it. No other thing to say. I just love the Penn State. Weird line.
I love. I will never talk you out of loving something. So if you love it, yeah. I love it.
All right? Okay. Yeah. you got, bro.
I'll give you one right now. And here's the thing, dude. I'll tell you what I don't love. I don't love this college football board, but
bad week, I think. Bad
week. It's a bad week, but you know what though?
Still winners, though. Still winners is fine. Bad week.
Pick your spots. Yeah. Pick your spots. Yep. Here's what I think. What's a team in the Big Ten that we have said has been screwing us over and over and over? And now they're hot. Wisconsin.
Yes.
Give me Northwestern. Northwestern yes. getting 24.5.
At Fitzgerald, Wisconsin. Baby.
Fitzgerald likes to cover on the road. Give me Northwestern plus 24.5.
I like that. Dude, that's going to be like a 9-6 game for sure.
They're going to keep it close.
Yeah, keep it close. I like that pick. What was my second lock of the action? Oh, dude. Okay. Purdue. Thank you guys for coming through for us last week.
I'm scared what you're about to say right now.
But I'm riding. Last week, Ohio State kind of screwed us, but I'm riding with Ohio State all day. It's 21. Purdue's got no chance. Their Super Bowl was last week. Get Michigan State out of the top four.
Okay.
Ohio State big, baby.
All right. for those of you paying attention, you're about to see a first on Talk at the Urinal. For the first time ever, we are disagreeing.
Oh, shit. Okay.
In my locks. I'm taking Purdue, getting 21.5. Purdue covers on the road. They're 9-2 as a dog on the road under Brom. Give me Purdue. I'm taking Purdue 21.5. I got
either way, the win's going to count towards the record. So there you go.
Exactly. The first time. This is the first time I've disagreed.
I know, it's true. All right, dude. We're going to definitely watch that game together.
Yep.
I look at totals too whenever Vegas is screaming to that the public should take the other side. Dude, Vegas is screaming to take Minnesota, Iowa. Give me the under all day. It's at 37. Bro, that's going to be in the hot. That's going to be in the 20s. Easy. Seems too easy. Because, you know, the public could be like, 37, that's all way over. Vegas is telling you it's going, dude, it's going to be in the 20s. Maybe Iowa shut out because they're D so good. Maybe like a 20-3 game. So I'll take under in that, under 37.
I like it. All right, here's my next one. I've rid this team twice already this season. I'm riding them again. I told you, nobody plays better at home than Tulane. Tulane getting 3 at home against Tulsa. Tulane is 17-4 at home against the spread under Willie Fritz. Tulane plus 3 at home. Lock it up.
Actually, that's a great pick because, dude, Tulsa just gave it their all and almost beat Cincy. Dude, exactly. This week they got Tulane. They're like, who cares? Our Super Bowl was last week. We almost took it down the top 5 team in the league. That's it. Gosh, I'm going to have to tell you on that, dude. But, dude, that's a great pick. And my final lock, dude, this is stupid to go against the number one team. But, dude, give me Tennessee plus 20. I think they came close, dude. They're not terrible this year. I know they've been terrible the last decade, but give me Tennessee plus 20. Let's go.
I had it in my initial locks and I had to narrow it down. I took that one out because I just couldn't go against Georgia. I did like Tennessee. I'd like Tennessee getting the points. This is their Super Bowl. This is their biggest game of the year, aside from Vanderbilt, the last game to in-state rivals. But I did like Tennessee. I'm staying away though. Staying away. So yeah. I'll back
you
on that.
Okay, you'll back me on Tennessee. All right. What's your next? Yeah.
Super quick. I'm gonna give really quick leans.
Get
here.
Some quick. Yeah.
What do I hate to do? Don't take favorites.
Yeah, Meredith takes favorites. Unbelievable. I think he went 0-2.
Favorite.
He went 0-2 tonight.
If I were to take a favorite, and this is a team that I have been riding hot on, Oklahoma State minus 12 against TCU.
You love Oklahoma State. Yes.
TCU played their Super Bowl last week against Baylor. They beat Baylor outright. They're on the hangover after beating Baylor. I think TCU overachieved. I think Oklahoma State, I said it last podcast, could technically be in the top 5 of this rankings. I think Oklahoma State is better than the 4 or 5 teams ahead of them.
Yep, yep.
They had a bad loss by 3 points to Iowa State. I don't take chalk. Give me Oklahoma State minus 12 as a lean. Another quick lean. Do not be surprised if Wake Forest loses a second game in a row to NC State. Do not be surprised. That's a lean right there.
Yep.
Another quick lean. I don't like taking chalk again. Texas A&M minus 2.5 at Ole Miss. I kind of like Texas A&M. Not taking it as a lock. Yeah. But I'm going to give you FYI, fishy line of college football.
Yeah, what's the fishiest line
of college football? Louisiana Tech minus 7 at home against Charlotte. I do not understand why they are a favorite against Charlotte. That's a very fishy line. I'm staying away. That's my fishy line of the week. I'm not taking it, though. Louisiana Tech minus 7 is a fishy line. But here's my last lock of
Dude, that's such a fishy line. They lost 7 in a row.
Exactly. Here's my last lock. Yeah, ready? Yeah. Who have I repeatedly said is the worst team in the Pac-12? Might be one of the worst teams in all of college football.
Arizona.
Arizona is getting 24 points at home against who is the team that I said will not lose another Pac-12 game?
Utah.
Utah has Oregon next week. Look ahead game.
Look ahead.
Just saying.
Dude.
Give me Arizona getting 24 points at home against Utah. Utah wins this game.
Yeah, they'll win.
They Utah got wins next week this at home, game. Right?
And they're so much better at home, Utah. Dude, I love this. Such a sandwich spot, bro.
Arizona backdoor cover all day long. Arizona Dude. Plus 24 backdoor cover. Utah's looking ahead to the Oregon game next week.
Yes, and they just got into the top 25, right, Utah?
Yep. So
they're feeling good about themselves. Like, oh, let's go. Then they see a 1-8 Arizona. Like, oh, who cares? We got Oregon next
week. Arizona is terrible. They are dog shit.
This is the best spot Arizona will get all year, dude. Yep. As far as covering, not going to win. But
hey, just lose by 23. Lose by 23.
That's a great dude. Arizona. Yeah. Utah's just going to get Utah. By. No, they're just going to get Utah. By. Next week's we're hammering Utah next week, depending how Utah looks this week. But yeah,
circle that game on the calendar, Utah, Oregon. But that's why it's a weird situation. Give me Arizona getting the 24 points at home.
That's a great find. That's a good find. Let's NFL. All right, those are our NCAA locks. NFL, dude, you were 3-0 last week.
I was 3-0. What are our records? We didn't mention our records real quick. What is our record for college? We missed our record for college. Where were we? You had it down, right?
Let's see, 43-29-2 in college.
43-29-2. That's if you don't understand, that's phenomenal. We're playing with house money right now. We've been playing with house money the whole season.
Thanks to your 3-0 last week, we're creeping up back to 500 a little bit, slowly but surely. By the end of the year, we will be right. Mm-hmm. We're 16-25. Yeah, 16-25-1. I think we're starting to figure out the NFL a little bit.
We're creeping. Went 3-0 last week. I gave you Vikings.
You insulted them a little bit. All right. So you want to start first since you went 3-0?
I got two. I only got two this week. Right. How many you got?
Gosh, look at this, dude. The upsets continue. Dolphins are 15-3. You can't figure, like, as we just said, we're going to figure out this league. You can't figure out this league. It's impossible. Right.
I'm just going to say, last pod, I did say on record, I like the Dolphins getting the points against the Ravens. I've been saying it all season long. The Ravens are not for real, people.
Dude, I wish you were in a survivor league, dude. But some people are going to be out this. More people are going to be out this week with Ravens losing. There's still a lot of time left. They could come back because Lamar could do anything. But give me your first NFL look.
Dude, I got two wild ones.
I think we might be the same too, because those lines were weird when we checked on Tuesday. All right.
I'm going to save the crazier one for a second because I only got two. I'm going to save my crazier one for a second. I'm going to go with the first one.
Yeah.
I think everybody and their mother is on Denver.
Dude, that's my
have a hard on for Denver after that Cowboys game. For being
the Cowboys. Hey, what happens?
A broken clock is right two times a day. The Eagles are not terrible.
They're not terrible.
They're not terrible.
The line does not make sense. Does it?
The Eagles getting 2.5. Give me the Eagles. And here's the thing: we're getting one of our girls on the pod, Steph Ling Ness. she's a diehard Eagles fan. Go Birds. We were hanging out with her at Barney's this past Sunday night. This one's for her. I like the Eagles in this game. Go Birds. Eagles getting 2.5.
They just beat the Cowboys. Eagles, I took charges last week against these because I don't think Eagles are good.
Steph.
But this line, Vegas, oh my gosh. How many people are going to throw Broncos in their parlays this week, dude?
Exactly.
Bro, 3-6 Eagles at Denver and it's 2.5. What is going on there?
Exactly. And side note, I mean, another stat real quick, super quick stat. Denver, if they beat the Eagles, they would have swept the NFC East. It has not been done. It has not been done, I want to say, over 30 years. No team has swept the NFC East in over 30 years.
Eagles.
It's not happening.
Eagles got this, bro.
Eagles money line. Sprinkle.
No, never. Sprinkle. Always take plus money. So another weird line I see. And who's the hottest team in the NFC? AFC.
In the AFC.
Your Tennessee Titans, right?
Titans.
Why? Okay.
I almost said Patriots because I liked the Patriots. Yeah,
they're hot. They're hot. They're hot. Who's the quarterback of the Saints right now, bro?
Simeon.
Simeon. Why? Why are the Titans favorite? I only by 3 at home. They're the hottest team in the AFC. Just beat. Dude, Saints plus 3 all day. I don't get it. Vegas, but Vegas is telling you, you got to read Vegas. What do you think?
I agree. I just like how we laugh when we said who's the Saints quarterback, Simeon. We both just chuckled. It's like, do we have faith in this guy? The thing about the Saints is the Saints defense will keep them in games.
They're gonna keep them in.
That's all they got going right now.
Little letdown for Titans killing, dude, destroying Rams, embarrassing him on the primetime game. Titans, they're come back home. Saints D, like you said, we'll keep them in it. Hey, Simeon, whatever. If like Trevor Simeon, make some plays for us, dude. Keep lose by 3 or less, right?
There you go. Lose by 3.
I'll take a push. So those two. Okay, what's your other? Do you have one more? Oh yeah, you have one more, right?
I got one last. This is my last one right here. I'm gonna flash back here because we were together. The boys, we were at Yards for Sunday night. And I said, dude, we should live bet the Tennessee Titans right now at plus 275. Next play, we were going to live bet it. Next play, pick six.
Pick six.
I loved the Titans in that game. Everybody was on the Rams. We just got Von Miller. Oh, my God. We just got Von Miller.
Yeah, I know, man. I think I texted my boys too. I said, dude, Public's all over Rams. Take the Titans, guys. But they love the Rams. So.
Noise. Odell is noise. Niners at home. Primetime divisional game. Everybody is on the Rams. They're thinking they can't lose 2 in a row. Niners are garbage.
If Beckham plays. I like to pick even better if Beckham plays.
Just lose by 3, Niners. Just lose by 3. That's my pick. Niners plus 4.
And if the Niners lose this, they're basically season's over. And Shanahan's already on the hot seat. Dude, this is it. This is it for Niners. I like that pick a lot, dude.
Niners plus 4. Call me crazy.
No, I like it. My last pick, I might be biased on this, but, dude, Falcons are hot, bro. And Cowboys, minus -9? Dude, they're hot right now. I see Matty Ice keeping it close in Dallas. Come on, dude. Plus 9?
See, you're Falcons. I mean, hey, I'm rooting for you, man.
You expect Dallas to bounce back. I get that. But, dude, Falcons are – you got to ride with Matty Ice while he's hot. So, plus 9. Plus 9's a lot.
9's a weird number, too, because if it was 10, we'd all be talking differently. But the fact that it's single-digit 9, it's like
I can see
the Cowboys winning by 7.
Here's a good question. What do you think the line would have been before last week after – Falcons just beat the Saints and Dallas just got killed. Do you think Dallas would
have been 10.5
or maybe like 12 or 13? Maybe
I would have said 10.5, maybe 11.
Okay, so we're losing 2 points, but dude, I still like we'll see.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. I would have said, I'm with you. I'm not disagreeing with you on that one. The only one we're just disagreeing with is on that Purdue game, Ohio State.
Oh so man, you. And you agree? Yeah, some weird lines out there.
All right. I am still alive in Survivor.
Oh, you're still alive. Let's go.
Still alive in Survivor. I had to go back to our previous pods to double check. I can tell you right now, in order: Panthers, Buccaneers, Browns, Bills, Cowboys, Rams, Cardinals, Chiefs, Steelers. I am still alive.
And who do you got this week, bro?
This week, it was a toss-up. I had a lot of disagreement on who I'm taking. Yeah. But I got to do it. I'm doing it this time because you know what? I'm taking the Chargers. Chargers are my survivor against the Vikings. If you look at the teams the Chargers have lost to in SoFi, they have lost to teams in SoFi that have a very big fan base following. I do not see a lot of Viking fans in SoFi this Sunday. I'm taking the Chargers. That's my survivor. Surviving
like him, man. I'm surprised you didn't go Colts, but I know you're scared of Meyer right now.
I almost went Colts, dude.
Post bar, yeah, post bar, dude. Like we said, 2-1. They're hot. They're hot right now.
Jags are hot. The other team that I almost went Patriots, but then when I realized Patriots are 1-4 at home, playing a Browns team that just knocked off the Bengals.
And the Browns team that I think they're happier without Odell. You could tell last week. You see how pumped Baker was, and all these guys are like, dude, like, the cancer's out. The cancer's out of the locker room.
Exactly. Exactly. And now that cancer is in Los Angeles, which is why.
Baker's playing like, dude, I don't have to worry about throwing Odell. I could go at any guy because they just want to be part. It's all about the team.
Exactly. Chubb is questionable because he has to pass some COVID tests, but now that cancer is in Los Angeles.
That Dernis Johnson guy's good too. Whoever's that running back. I know Chubb is way better, but I like it.
Yeah. So I'm riding with the Chargers.
Stay alive, dude. You stay alive and all 18 weeks. Let's go.
Just realize I'm gonna string a few things here together real quick in 5 seconds. Survivor pick, Chargers. Today is Veterans Day. My boy is Aaron. Veteran, his team is the Chargers. It comes full circle.
Oh, it's full circle. They'll win by 10 or more, right?
There we go.
Well, dude, Kirk Cousins, we're seriously?
Yeah.
You like that? Hopefully he says the opposite of that today, Cousins. So. Let's keep winning. College, you know we'll stay hot in college, dude.
Oh, we're rolling.
If you gave up with us on NFL, I'll give you that. But, dude, I think we're just getting hot. We're getting hot, dude.
Yeah. House money. We're playing with house money right now in college football.
Let's have a good weekend for Lakers.
Oh, shit.
What?
I forgot to mention. Action Ethereal is brought to you by Melt Protein. Melt Protein. Check him out.
I prefer the chocolate. He likes the vanilla.
Vanilla is legit. Although they just got a brand new chocolate recipe. So chocolate's growing on me. It's growing on me.
So go Lakers this weekend. Go UCLA tomorrow. And let's hope our other bets hit, right?
Picks.
And we'll be back to recap. And two guests lined up next week for sure, right?
We got a couple of legends lined up for next week. Our producer has put a full slate of legends for next week's pods.
I love it. All right, bro. Hey, shout out again to the veterans.
Veterans. Cheers.
Cheers.
This one's for you, veterans.
All right, we're out.